you might hear somebody say, oh, she's so emotional, or he's just all about sports and he doesn't have any emotional bandwidth whatsoever. But what if we were more positive about some of those traits that we have and some of those differences that exist many times between men and women? I'm John Fuller in the studio with Dr. Greg Smalley and his wife, Erin. They lead the focused marriage department here. And Greg, what are some of the common ways that you think men and women tend to misunderstand each other?
Yeah, I think two things in particular are really around, number one, communication. And this isn't rocket science. And
this is for friends, not us.
We get this. I mean, often women kind of emphasize validation and empathy, more of an emotional expression, relationship building within their communication. And as guys, it can be very easy to focus more on the problem solving and how do I fix something. And so I think also then in conflict, there can be some big differences. Oftentimes women prefer, you know, discussing issues. I should ask Erin if this is correct. she can correct me. Discussing issues in depth, seeking compromise, whereas men tend to be, during conflict, a little bit more competitive and, again, more of that solution-oriented approach. So you can see right then and there that those differences, they're going to create a lot of conflict, a lot of, you know, disconnection at times within the relationship.
Yeah, well, communication and conflict, two big sticking points for a lot of couples. Let's go ahead and listen to Bill and Pam Farrell as they chatted with Focus President Jim Daly about a really fun analogy that describes their approach to how men and women think differently. It's based on their book with the great title, Men Are Like Waffles, Women Are Like Spaghetti.
All right, I've seen on the menu chicken and waffles, but I've never seen spaghetti and waffles. It might go well, I don't know, but why'd you pick that title?
Oh, wow. We should tell the story about how I get started.
Yeah. Like, first of all, we're looking for a food analogy.
Okay, you covered that.
Because we were looking for a way to be male-friendly. Like, we discovered working with people, getting women to talk about relationships.
Getting them to come to conferences. Easy.
Right, because it's like fishing at the hatchery to get a female to talk about a relationship. Getting men to talk about relationships is a little more difficult. And so we were looking for a word picture that men would relate to. And the whole food analogy started actually in a very practical experience. I was working with our local youth basketball league.
This is when Bill was lead pastor. We were about 28, 30 years old.
And a guy in the league named Montrell came up to me one day and he went, hey, you're a pastor, right? And I went, yes. He goes, do you ever meet with couples? I said, yes. He goes, okay, good. I want to bring my wife in because I think she's broken.
That's not a good sign.
And I was really intrigued because I wanted to know what he meant by broken. Uh-huh. And a guy was initiating. So I said, yeah, bring her in. Let's meet and let's see how it goes. So we get to my office, and his wife, Tabitha, is to this day probably the most verbal woman I've met.
Hmm.
Like,
really?
I know women, you know, studies show they have more words to work with per day than the average man, but like she's in the top 10, maybe top 5%.
Wow, that's impressive.
And they sat down and he looked at her and he went, go ahead.
So she started talking from subject to subject to subject to subject to subject. And
she's talking, he looked at me and went, she does this all the time.
He was panicked.
Like, I think something's wrong with her. Like, something's broken.
Okay. So that was the point.
Yeah. And in that moment, like, it all kind of came together, and I said to him, hey, why don't you think about her conversation like a plate of spaghetti? Like, every thought's like a noodle on the plate, and she has to touch every noodle on the plate before she's done. And he went, okay.
And he's like, what do I do? And Bill taught him a few listening skills, and he leaned in, and she continued to talk from subject to subject to subject for 55 straight minutes.
Oh, my, wow.
And then she sat back. She's like, oh, that was so good, probably because she hadn't been interrupted. And
Right, and so she said, well, if I'm like spaghetti, what's he like? And I said, well, we're out of time for today, so we'll get together in a couple of weeks, and I'll explain it to you.
Wow.
And I dismissed it. I said, okay, God, I have 2 weeks. I need a food analogy that shows how men process information.
So we knew they compartmentalized, and so we started praying, and my boys were making toaster waffles, and up popped the Eggo there.
And I thought, I think that'll work. So I went back to this couple, and I said, well, the way men process life is it looks like the top of a waffle. Bunch of boxes. All those boxes are separated from one another by walls, And we as men, the first issue goes in the first box, second issue goes in the second box, third issue goes in the third box, and so on. And we deal with one issue in our life at a time. I said, it's his turn to talk this week. And I said to his wife, you can only talk about the subject he brings up.
Because there was one subject that was pushing them to the edge of divorce, and that's why he was motivated to come talk to Bill.
And I knew I'd probably have to correct her several times because she would try to veer off. So six times I had to pull her back. I go, write that down. We can talk about that later, but you got to get back on subject. And they solved it in my office.
Saved their marriage.
Over time or in that day?
In that day.
Wow.
It was a financial thing they'd been trying to work through that they could never connect on.
Boy, that is really good. Now, some people are saying, well, that's my husband you're describing. And I'm sure it's the 80-20 rule. I know I can think of someone I know in my life right now that is the husband. He's the talker. He jumps from subject to subject. I think most people might say he might be ADHD or something like that. But to those couples that are experiencing it the opposite direction, let's just consider that the 80-20 rule. Is that fair?
And you know,
and you see that?
We do. That's a typical comment that we get is like, I'm not a typical woman or I'm not a typical guy, you know? And we have seen that there are men that are more verbal and there are women that are definitely very organized. And we're really multi-layered, you know? So gender is the first layer that God put into our minds, XX, XY. And then layered on top of that is our personalities, our families of origin, any pain or hurt that we've gone through. So we try to deal with several of those topics in Men Are Like Waffles and Like Spaghetti, but we have to start with the easy, fun one first.
Oh, yeah. Right? This is so much more fun.
And you mentioned people don't have waffles and spaghetti at the same time.
Not typically.
And it actually is kind of the point. Because one of the big points of our book is if you want to get your needs met in marriage, you need to take turns. And if you take turns meeting each other's needs, it tends to go really well. If you try to force them to get met at the same time, you tend to get in conflict.
Oh, it's so fun to hear from Bill and Pam Farrell. They're so energetic. And Aaron, I wonder how you show couples how to value their differences instead of getting caught in the negative about those things.
John, that's such a great question because the minute a couple comes in, for counseling, I will start seeding the idea of how valuable differences are and how much beauty that brings to the relationship because really helping people understand that because we're different, that doesn't make it bad and that doesn't make it an unattainable goal to have a satisfying marriage. As a matter of fact, I see it as, wow, what a blessing that we are different because that brings so many different character qualities, traits to the table. And often they balance each other, which is so great. Matter of fact, I was on a call several weeks ago, and there was a couple who they were talking about the how they respond differently to their kids being sick. And the mom was saying, oh my gosh, when my kids are sick, I am down in their room sleeping on the floor. I am fretting. I'm taking them to the emergency room. I'm so obsessed when they are sick. Versus the man was saying, yeah, I don't react like that. But he said the most beautiful thing because he said, I've got to let my wife be who she is. I've got to create space for her. After they, you know, had that interaction, I asked the wife, what's it like to hear him say that? And she said, wow, we have come so far. There's something so important about creating space for both, accepting that our spouse is different than us, being aware, though, of how am I different from my spouse? How do I manage my differences? Are they out of balance? And are they negatively impacting the marriage? And if they are, well, then we can make some adjustments. But it's just so important to create the place that's safe, that both people matter.
Yeah, I think there was a season in our relationship where I was going negative on those differences. I was irritated by some of the things that Dina was doing and the way she was doing things. I still am. I mean, I haven't let go of it completely. I'm a selfish person.
Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. Well, we could turn it into a session with John. That'll be another podcast. But I'm very cognizant that the last 5-10 years, we've tried to turn it into a, wow, isn't this cool? Because we think so differently. And our friends in the audience have heard me say this before, but every night we're playing Wordle together. And we're not playing it separately. We're a team. I can tell you that our record playing Wordle every night is better than the four kids who also play as individuals. Ooh. It's the power of two.
That's right.
She's got
that's
a different
synergy.
Perspective. And we're celebrating the wins. And that's a silly thing, but it really is a small expression of a bigger change in our relationship. So spot on encouragement there.
And I like what you said, that you still get irritated with her. And that's the right expectation. Just when we value, when we celebrate those differences, as Aaron was talking about, it doesn't mean that those differences won't still irritate us. It's so much quicker than when we are aware of the blessings and we see the value, we get what those differences bring, the beauty of it all, that we can really flip that pretty quickly from irritation to more of a, but hey, I'm so lucky. Look who I'm married to.
Well, yeah, and I'm guilty, and this is another podcast altogether about trying to be humorous about some of this stuff.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, the humor can be instructive or an expression of frustration, and I have to be careful about that. So that'll be, again, another podcast. So we've come up with two good podcast ideas here. And I'm sure you can relate to this. And if you want to grow in your ability to push past the differences and embrace them, we have a great free download for you. It's the entire two-part conversation with Bill and Pam Farrell. I think it's about just under an hour long. We're going to link over to that in the show notes. It's called How Waffles and Spaghetti Can Build a Stronger Marriage. So check the show notes and go give that a listen. And if this ministry has helped you like it's helped me, I've benefited so much from Focus on the Family, join the support team. Be a monthly friend of Focus on the Family and make that automated donation. That's what I do with my wife, Dina, and I think, Greg, you and Aaron do the same.
We do.
Join the team, and we'll send that book to you, Men Are Like Waffles, Women Are Like Spaghetti, Understanding and Delighting in Your Differences. And we recognize the economy's up and down, and you might not be in a spot to do a monthly pledge. That's okay. A one-time gift of any amount is also appreciated, and we'll send the book to you for that as well. Just check the show notes for all the details or give us a call, 800-A-FAMILY. More with Bill and Pam next time. And for now, on behalf of Greg and Aaron and our entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.